Effects of vertical advection on multi-messenger signatures of black hole neutrino-dominated accretion flows in compact binary coalescences, by Bing Guang Chen et al. In the coalescence events of binary neutron star, NS, or a black hole, BH, and an NS, ABH hyperaccretion disk might be eventually formed. At very high mass accretion rates, MeV neutrinos will be emitted from this disk, which is called a neutrino-dominated accretion flow, NDAF. Neutrino annihilation in the space out of the disk is energetic enough to launch ultra-relativistic jets to power gamma-ray bursts. Moreover, vertical advection might exist in NDAFs, which can generate the magnetic buoyancy bubbles to release gamma-ray photons. In this paper, we visit the effects of the vertical advection in NDAFs on the disk structure and gamma-ray and neutrino luminosities for different accretion rates. Then we study the anisotropic emission of kilonovae and the following gravitational waves, GWs, driven by the gamma-ray photons and neutrinos from NDAFs. Comparing NDAFs without vertical advection, the neutrino luminosity and GW strains slightly decrease for the case with vertical advection, and the kilonovae will be brightened by the injected gamma-ray photons. The future joint multi-messenger observations might distinguish whether the vertical advection exists in NDAFs or not after compact binary coalescences. This was Effects of Vertical Advection on Multi-Messenger Signatures of Black Hole Neutrino-Dominated Accretion Flows in Compact Binary Coalescences, by Bing Guang Chen et al.